William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
I'm Dan Dawson at Alexandra Palace for the William Hill World Championship, where the veteran Mervyn King survived a huge scare to produce a thrilling comeback victory against his good friend Steve West, who was making his debut at the tournament. West had gone 2-0 up in sets with King not at the races, and he missed a dart for a 3-0 victory, but with the help of a 1-3-6 checkout to save his skin, the former world master clawed his way back to parity and survived two more match darts before completing a 6-4 tiebreak win in the deciding set.
I couldn't tell you what it was or why I did or when it was or what I hit. It's just part of the makeup with me. When I really need to hit something, a lot of the time I do.
Two-time William Hill world champion Adrian Lewis had an easier time of it with a 3-0 win over the Swede Magnus Karris, an efficient if unspectacular start from Jackpot, but he's not concerned.
It's coming into my territory now where it's sets, it's a longer format, I can settle in, I can adjust a lot quicker. And that's my game, really, yeah.
It'll be world number 28, Joe Cullen, for him next, after his spectacular win over the brash young Australian Corey Cadby. Both were averaging 110 in the middle of the game, full of strutting about, glaring and some phenomenal darts. But Cullen won it 3-1 to make the second round for the first time in seven attempts, and the Yorkshireman isn't daunted by the draw, which sees Lewis, Phil Taylor and Barney all in his quarter.
I'm in just as good a form as them, and they've seen that on the tour this year. It's not... Like I said, obviously they got more experience on this sort of level, but I'm in better form than most of them, so what's it matter?
Tuesday night sees a couple more big names take to the stage for the first time, with five-time world title holder Raymond van Barneveld and ex-European champion Simon Whitlock both getting their campaigns underway. Dan Dawson, Alexandra Palace.
Day six of the William Hill World Darts Championship here at Alexandra Palace. Next game up, Brendan Dolan, the Irishman, takes on the Dutchman, Christian Kist. Now, Kist, a former BDO world champion. Both players nearly identical with their form. They went off the boil, however. The last three or four months, both of them have put a good bit of form together. But I'm going to go with Kist to win this, but he's going to win a close game. So Brendan Dolan at least to win one set, and I'm going over 17.5 legs as well in this game. Well, the next game up, one of my favourites, Raymond van Barneveld takes on Robbie Green. Five times world championship, Barney has really set this world championship to light some years, especially last year when he beat the favourite, Michael van Gerwen. I'm going to go with Barney to win this against Robbie Green. However, I think Robbie Green will play well enough to get a set out of Barney. And it's 8.5 over on 180s in this match, and I'm tipping that as well. Well, the wizard Simon Whitlock will play the winner of the qualifiers that went on first this evening. And I've got Simon Whitlock playing really well at the moment. He's put a lot of hard work in, got his form back. I'm going Simon Whitlock with the William Hill treble to win most 180s and highest checkout.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.